Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a First Touch new edition. This is Nico Beef Sauce, and to get today with me is going to be Tyler Levine. He's back. We didn't have him on last week. I missed him. I dearly missed my co-host on this show. We have some exciting stuff coming your way. We're both going to have to talk about the Premier League action that we had this past weekend. We saw some absolute golazos. I mean, I want Tyler's opinion on this, but beyond the great action that we had in the Premier League season, we also had some beautiful goals. That is followed up by some shocking results, which we're definitely going to break down, me and Tyler together. And I got to say, the World Cup qualifiers, which has to be one of the most exciting parts coming up with a World Cup coming to United States of America next summertime. I got to say, the talk in the Premier League has got to be the Liverpool 3 defeats in a row. I mean, Liverpool made so much noise this past summer. Everybody expected them to kind of steamroll everybody that stood in their way. But it turns out that they're facing some serious challenges, and me and Tyler are going to break it down together on this edition of First Touch. Isak seems to be not what everybody expected to be, and rightfully so. He missed preseason, so everybody can tell that Isak is not playing at 100% level at the moment. Physically, he's not ready for it. Etiquette, that red card in the FA Cup game, cost Liverpool missing him for a few games because it was a straight red. It was a second yellow, but still, they missed him for a couple games, and his absence was clear. I mean, his activity, his goal contribution, the whole aura that he brings in that Liverpool squad from the first game he played this season was missing, and Liverpool are counting 3 defeats in a row. They lost to Crystal Palace on this 95th or 96th minute with that absolute smasher by Nketiah. Midweek, they lost to Galatasaray in Turkey 1-0 for Champions League. And then to round it all up, they lost to Chelsea 2-1, which on the previous edition of First Touch, I said that this would be a great game for them to win away from home and break that losing streak that they had. But it turns out they couldn't do it. Chelsea with an absolute smasher by Caicedo, and that's what I was talking about earlier about golazos. We'll break it all down for you. We're coming right back. Tyler Levine and Nico Beefs at Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. Stay tuned.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. 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 Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with my man, Nico Beefsaw. Sorry for not being on the opening. Had some technical difficulties, but we have them sorted out. Nico, I got to say, I'm happy to be back together, man. There's been a couple weeks where we've been bouncing back and forth, weddings, this, that, just one of us, but we're back in full force. How are we doing?
I know. And I said the same thing. It's not the same. First Touch is not the same if Nico and Tyler are not on the mic breaking it all down, because, you know, this is what we've been doing for the past year and we'll continue to do so until the lights go out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, there's a lot that's went on that we've individually spoke about the last 2 weeks separately. We now have a weekend where a lot went down to talk about as well, not only players and results wise, but a lot of pressure on particular managers, which we will get to. I wanted to just kind of jump right into it. Let's just start off with Leeds 1, Tottenham 2. Tottenham plus 158 cashes. It goes over 2.5 minus 110. Mateus Tell in the 23rd. Okafor in the 34th leveled it. And Kudus wins it for Spurs in the 57th. And look, Tottenham are in third in the league. Leeds in 15th, which from coming up, I think is a pretty respectable place to be. They'll be happy with where they're at right now. And they're going to want to continue on. But your thoughts on the Tottenham and Leeds fixture?
Huge, huge win for Tottenham. They came off of a couple of bad results. And obviously midweek Champions League action complicates everything. They're dealing with injuries. But it seems like what this coach has given them is the confidence to win games even when they're not playing great. Usually we're used to Tottenham, you know, scoring 3-4 goals, considering about 5 or 6. But this time around with this coach, I feel like there's more of a balance in their play, and they're able to get wins like this in a home crowd that goes absolutely wild for Leeds, man. I got to say, the atmosphere there is crazy.
They do have a great stadium and a great fan base, 100%. Part of what's helping them and where they are, where they're at in the table right now is, I mean, the transfer of Kudus just worked. I mean, he has 7 games this season, 4 assists, his first goal in this game, an average rating of 7.55. I mean, that's what you want when you have these transfers, no?
Yeah, absolutely. You want your transfers to have an immediate impact in your game, big or small. You want them to give you something. And I feel like at the beginning of the season, especially, everybody expects the senior players to kind of drag the team along until the new players get inside the game and they can, you know, contribute more and more as they go. But when you have a signing contributing right away, I mean, that is absolutely the best.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. Arsenal 2, West Ham 0. I mean, this is exactly how we expected this to go. Arsenal were -537 favorites. Under 3.5, yeah. -122 cashes. Declan Rice scores. Saka scores on a penalty kick. Arsenal top of the table. West Ham in 19th. Pretty much polar opposite positions. Arsenal dominated this game. They suffocated West Ham. Odegaard going off injured again in the 30th minute is going to be interesting for them moving forward. As well as Declan Rice, at the end of the game, we'll see how serious these are. But nonetheless, I mean, with all that's going on with Liverpool, which we're going to get to, and then you look down the table, and there are teams that have been playing well, but they lack consistency. Is this the year for Arsenal at this point? I mean, for me, I think they've been the most steady team thus far at the start of the season, no doubt.
My take on this year's Premier League is that we're about to watch a finish similar to Aguero. Everybody remembers.
Come on,
that one, right?
You don't got to do that. That was come on, man.
But yeah, I mean, we're about to watch like a finish right down to the wire. Is what I mean. I wanted to poke some fun at Tyler here, but these two teams, Arsenal is basically playing with a knife between their teeth every single game. They're trying to bring that balance between offense and defense and put games away early, and this is what they did against West Ham. But I got to say, if Arsenal fumbles it again, you're right. You said it before. Where do they go? That's going to be interesting to watch, no?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it would have to be it for Arteta for me, unless they win the Champions League, which I don't. I think there are other teams around Europe that are much better than the best team in the Premier League right now. I think the PSG are going to be a force to be reckoned with again. I mean, look what they did to Barcelona in the Champions League without any of their guys. I mean,
crazy.
It was a shocking result, and a healthy Barca team nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Bayern Munich, I think this year Harry Kane is playing. I mean, this might be his career is progressing for me. Identical to Lewandowski's. I know he's a couple years younger, but it's looking the exact same. He's just staying as good as he always has been, it feels like, no matter how old he gets. And I would be shocked if he actually came back to the Premier League after his stunt at Bayern. I mean, he's won the trophy. He's got been released of the burden, for whatever you want to call it. I wouldn't be shocked to see him come back. But nonetheless, let's move on. We can finally talk about a Manchester United win. I'm looking forward to it. Manchester United 2, Sunderland 0. United -165 hits, under 2.5, +127 cashes as well. Mason Mount scored a great goal 8 minutes in. He, for me, was fantastic, and we're going to talk about that. Sesko gets his first goal at Old Trafford in the 31st minute. Long throw flicked on, classic center forward, tall, lanky center forward goal. And we saw the debut of Sene Lammens, and what a debut it was, let me say.
I agree.
United 10th, 4 points off third place, by the way. And Sunderland, who are having a great start to their season as well, are actually in ninth, despite losing to United. So they'll be thrilled, as is Leeds, with how their season has started. But I want to go back to the Sene Lammens debut. All the other things that happened in this game were great. Mason Mount scoring a good goal was good. Not conceding is fantastic. Sesko, that's a great storyline. But for me, watching him, it felt like we had a real goalkeeper again for the first time in a very long time. The way that his presence when he's coming out and collecting the ball, his distribution, he seems calm. He's actually making saves, stopping shots. I mean, the fan base is elated with this kid, and it goes to show one how awful the quality of goalkeeping that we've had to watch for multiple seasons now. This feels like a goalkeeper that can win us games again. And for those who don't remember, like, United was not the best defensive team under Jose Mourinho when we finished second place and won the Europa League. A lot of times David De Gea was winning us points, winning us draws, keeping us in games, giving us momentum to go on and win. And that was the vibe that I got. And look, I'm not going to get ahead of myself, Nico. I'm not. It was Sunderland at home.
Yeah.
However,
I mean,
look at this United team. We've lost. I don't think anyone would have been surprised if Sunderland beat us. We just got smoked by Brentford 3-1. But if you think about it, like you put this kid in against Brentford, I don't think we lose that game.
I agree. I think that he had an amazing debut. I think in terms of quality of goalkeeping right now, he's definitely the best goalkeeper that United has.
No.
What I'm gonna say is, I hope that people support him even if next game he fumbles and makes a mistake. Because again, longevity, looking forward, and not looking at just like short-sighted people. United fans can be absolutely brutal. I mean, a player can have a bad game and they're just gonna boom off the stands. Mm-hmm. I think this was a great United win. I think the very important thing is that United went up 2-0 at the 31st minute, and everybody knows as soon as United concedes a goal, everything switches off for them. And this is what you need a great goalkeeper at. You finish the game 2-0, clean sheet, which I don't remember what's the last time United could say that.
I know, right? Yeah, no, it felt real good, and it was something that even guys, it just the whole performance was great. And I think it was it was much needed. It allows the team to have confidence in this kid moving forward. Mason mm-hmm. Mount scoring a goal is great for him mentally, and he played fantastic. He was a workhorse, and would love. I mean, if he's going to be this version of Mason Mount, let's not forget he assisted the game winner in a Champions League final. This guy's no scrub. So if he can get back to his best, that would be very helpful for us. And Sesko scoring at home again, you know that's 2-2. Maybe he can get hot. I think this team can do things, but nonetheless, we got a lot more action to recap. It's international break, so we're going to spend our time doing it this week, baby. We'll see you guys on the other side of this break. Don't move. We're coming right back here on First Touch.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198.
800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your three-day, two-night package plus four free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with my man, Nico Beef Sauce. Let's continue on, Nico. Again, United are only, they're in 10th, 4 points off third place. Let's pause here for real quick. Do you think that early in the season that all this hysteria that we see around these managers and these teams and the pressures and, oh, their season's over, I mean, you look at how bad United's season has started, and you think like, "Oh, okay, they're cooked, they're done." But like, they're 6 points off first place. With a, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, anything can happen. It's still early enough to salvage a season, but right?
The season is long enough to destroy you or take you to the stars, and that's always been the case with Premier League because anybody can beat anyone. What you want to see is progress within the play of the game. I mean, Amorim playing Bruno at number 8 again worked perfectly because he played against Sunderland. I feel like he needs to adjust, and when he plays bigger games, he needs to like make some moves that will help his team perform better. So I think that when fans complain the most, the core of it comes because of the performance that the team puts on versus, you know, the result. Because you can lose a 1-0 game or a 2-1 game and say, you know, mm-hmm. what, we lost, but we played great. Also, I will add to United season that they've played some tough games so far.
I mean, they've played
Arsenal, Chelsea. I mean, Liverpool's coming up, but
played City too, no?
City too, yeah, away from home. And those were not like great results overall, but when you look at them on the standings, let's see if they can build on this and get to a European spot this year.
Yeah, I think that it's definitely still possible. Outside of this Liverpool game coming up, we play a Brighton team that hasn't been great, and we're at home. We play Forest, who have been absolutely terrible on the road. Yep. Tottenham is going to be tough. Everton at home will probably be a little tough. Palace on the road will be a little tough. And then we have West Ham, Wolves. So, you know, there's the season salvageable. And speaking of teams, I mean, Liverpool are slipping a little bit. They go down 2-1 away at Chelsea. Chelsea plus 190 cashes. It goes over 2.5 minus 185. Caicedo is finally, for me, justifying the price tag. He has been sensational this season, and his goal was an absolute ripper. I mean, straight into the top corner, puts him up 1-0 14 minutes in. The place goes crazy. Gakpo levels in the 63rd, and then Estavo, the Brazilian wonder kid, steals all 3 points for Chelsea in stoppage time. Liverpool down to second place. Chelsea up to seventh. I believe it's their third game in a row they've lost, correct?
Yeah.
That's the stat. So you go about Liverpool's last win was September 23rd against Southampton 2-1. And keep in mind, like, there were a lot of really sketchy results early on in the season. We've spoke about this, Nico. So now they've now lost to Palace away. Let's keep in mind, these all three losses were on the road. Palace on the road, Galatasaray on the road, which is a very tough place to play, and then away at Stamford Bridge. I want to talk about Mo Salah.
Yep.
He has not been the Mo Salah of the last four seasons this year so far, by any means. There's a lot of storylines with Liverpool. That's one of them. And I want to just start there. Your take, he in this game, Wirtz had the chance to get his first assist, and it would have been an absolutely delicious assist, and Salah misses the frame, and he doesn't. I mean, that is a goal 10 times out of 10. If you go back last season, the season before that, the one before that as well, what's going on with him?
I mean, he's not playing well, and I feel like what I said on the opening is exactly what my thoughts are. Everybody's focusing on Isak. Everybody's focusing on Wirtz because these guys came in with high price tags, number one, and also very, very high expectations because of the quality of play that they bring. But where is Mo Salah? I mean, he's supposed to be playing better than that. Konate and Virgil are both shaky. They're letting in goals. So Salah, he's just having bad games. I hope that playing with Egypt now, I think he got a goal yesterday on the game that they played, but I hope that kind of breaks him off and gives him some confidence. But I'm not afraid. I feel like Liverpool is going to bounce back. The international break couldn't have come at a better spot for them.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
They get some pause between, you know, three terrible losses for them, 6 points in the league, and then 3 points dropping in Champions League. And I feel like when this all clicks, Tyler, and it will happen, mark my words, it's still going to be as scary as we thought it was going to be when the signings happened.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. I mean, and to be honest, Gakpo has probably been their most consistent winger, and I'm not going to include Ekitike into this conversation because he's been playing up top for them. Outside of the being suspended. So, I mean, Gakpo's been their best winger. And for a team with this amount of firepower, and Verts officially goes 007. the memes are everywhere. They are out there. Cunha also has been included in that, unfortunately. can't let him off the hook. But he's played well. I think that he's been significantly more impactful than Verts, no?
I agree, yeah. I mean, Cunha has had better games, but... Again, for a signing of that magnitude and him making that step from going to from Wolves to United, I feel like he would have wanted to have a couple more goals and assists.
Let me ask you this. Is Verts in Liverpool's best 11 right now in his current form?
I don't think he is, but I think that, you know, the only way to get a player like that going is keep playing him. I mean, what do? You put him on the bench and hope that what? The hope that he finds inspiration sitting on the bench and comes in and plays better. I mean, he did bench him against Galatasaray, I believe, in the game that they played. And I also think he came off the bench against Chelsea. I don't know. I feel like people make a big deal about, you know, stats and all that, but coaches at the end of the day get to live with the player and they get to make the choice. If he keeps starting him, that means he believes in him. And I feel like confidence is all Verts missing is right now.
Let's talk about Chelsea. This is a big win for them. They were starting to slip up a little bit, but they find their way back into seventh. I mean, how big is this for them?
Very big. And considering that Palmer is dealing with something that it seems like it's more serious than what we thought it was going to be, players like João Pedro, Neto, Estevao coming in off that Club World Cup performance that he had, what an incredible start for Chelsea, because I did talk about last week how, you know, the Club World Cup has definitely played a role in terms of injuries, but also the energy that the teams bring. And Chelsea went all the way to the final. And I feel like those kind of slip-ups that they had got to do with, like, the energy that we're bringing on the field. A win against Liverpool. By the way, Liverpool has lost 2 games in stoppage time. I mean, how problematic is that, right?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm a little worried at Liverpool. I think that the Gueye transfer not going through is going to be very big for them. When you look, I mean, if they have one center back that goes down, I mean,
Gomez.
Yes, but I mean, like,
that's
that.
It.
But dude, Liverpool is going to be making a deep run into every cup, Champions League, League Cup, FA right. Cup, the league. Like, they have a lot of games that they're going to be playing versus, like, you look at a team like United, where we have we have one game a week. That's it.
Yeah.
Are we still even in the FA Cup? Did we get eliminated from that?
I think you're still in the FA Cup.
We haven't played in that yet. Yeah. Okay, that's good. The only reason we're in it is because we haven't played in it yet. So you figure, okay, after week 2 of the FA Cup, United will be out, and then we only have the league. So, I mean, that's going to be a very interesting game. Liverpool versus United. United going away to Anfield. There's 2 ways that these games go. And I guess we'll just kind of do a little preview on it now. Might as well.
Sure.
There's 2 ways these games go. Either United can stay in it and get a draw, or they beat us by 7. So which direction are you going to go in?
I expect Liverpool coming off of 3 losses and an international break to try to beat United 7-0, because they win this game 7-0 and everybody's absolutely forgetting about, you know, Verts gets an assist, Etiquita gets a goal, Isak gets a goal, like that type of game. United is going to have to be composed on the field. The last time they played at Anfield, they had a great game. I believe 1-1 draw, right? Or 2-2, something like that. Maguire missing that like last minute.
Martinez scored, yes. Maguire missed the...
At the end, right? Yeah. Man. So they had a great game. I mean, they can build off of that. I feel like the fact that the keeper had an amazing game against Sunderland is going to give him some confidence.
Dude, I'm loving this goalie, bro. I really am. I actually think that like he's making me believe. And I like haven't felt that way in so long. But I don't
Faith
know.
Is good. Faith is good.
I know it's not. It's not because I'll get disappointed. I'm going to get... No. Dude, no. There's no... Faith is not good. Aside from, I don't know if you saw this, but some like sheikh in Dubai or Qatar or something, one of those countries, was tweeted something about how United are, you know, there's a bid that's about to go down and we're buying out the other owners or something like that.
Do you think that will bring happiness to United? Because I don't think that United, if you go back,
I don't think that if you go back yeah. that far back, I don't think that like that's just the complete problem. But I do think that with just the way clubs are at in today's day and age, like it's almost it's a necessity. Like our stadium and facilities and all of that is very outdated compared to a lot of these other big clubs. And when it comes to getting big name transfers, that stuff does matter. Like that will sway someone to, you know, coming to United versus coming to City. Or coming to United versus going to Barcelona. Like we want to be in those conversations again for those type of players, and that's not going to happen if we don't have proper investment from our owners. And I also do think that in terms of running a successful organization, whether it's a sports team, a business, or anything, that the saying goes that the fish rots at the head. So if you have bad ownership, that's going to ripple down through the entire organization. And that 100%. I have felt for the last 10 years. That's something that it's not that we haven't spent because we've spent, but it's we've penny pinched in the wrong situations. We've splurged. We've pretty much just done everything wrong and at the wrong time. So I do think that having a good owner in who actually cares. I mean, the Glazers haven't been in a United game in God knows how long. I do think that could be good. But nonetheless, we're going to wrap up the rest of the Week 7 slate in the Premier League coming up next after this break here on First Touch. So do not move. We're coming right back. Now,
obviously, every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org. and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with my man, Nico Beef Sauce. Let's get into the Sunday slate of Week 7. Aston Villa 2, Burnley 1. Villa minus 175. Cashes goes over 2.5, which was minus 113. Mahlon Brace, 25th and 63rd minute. Burnley got one back in the 78th. Was not enough. Villa in 13th. Burnley 18th. Villa scored two goals in a game.
and they did score three goals in their European game, which makes it yes. more impressive to make a run. Mahlon finally has a good game against a weak opponent, but let's hope this gives him some confidence, because when he came over from Dortmund, this is an amazing signing. Mainly because
I thought so as well. He was a baller. He was balling.
He plays for Netherlands and has amazing games. And Netherlands is not a country that lacks talent. So to play for them and start for them and be one of the main guys is pretty cool to me. And the whole reason why he's a baller and everybody loves him so much is because he's a winger that has goal contributions mainly. And we haven't seen that yet.
Well, he's got pace. He's a FIFA demon. Last season, FC 25. I mean, he tortured anybody, especially all the special cards they gave him for whatever reason that was. But nonetheless, it's a great game for him. It was very needed. Villa, this is probably hopefully this is a turning point for them. I don't think there's a single person that would have ever guessed that this is the start of the season they would have had with the talent they have and the great coach that they have as well. So
terrible.
But they're moving in the right direction finally, scoring goals. Speaking of teams moving in the right direction, Everton 2, Crystal Palace 1, Everton plus 165 cash as it goes over 2.5 plus 124. Palace were up 1-0 through Munoz in the 37th minute, an Everton penalty in the 76th, and a Jack Grealish winner in the 93rd. Give Everton all 3 points. I mean, Everton are up to 8th in the Premier League table. They will be more than happy with that. And Crystal Palace are in 6th. I mean, this is I didn't know this, but did you know that before this game, Crystal Palace had not lost in 6 months?
I only knew it because of their Twitter handle. They had it on their bio. I'm sure you've seen the memes.
Yes. That is unbelievable what a job this manager is doing with this club. Top manager. He will be brought to a Big Six club within the next 2 seasons. No doubt.
Yeah, him and Iraola, the Bournemouth coach, have got to be one of the hottest names that are coming up in this next summer if there's big moves to be made, you know, at the top club.
I would love this guy at United.
I'm hearing Xavi is the guy that
I
United...
will lose my mind. No, dude. You got this guy down the road and you're going to go to Xavi, who didn't even make it work at Barcelona.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy thing, but I think they're looking for a big name. But listen, great win for Everton. Big win for them, especially coming back. And Jack Grealish, I got to say, him playing at Everton is, to me, much more entertaining than even at West Ham, right? This is where he came from, West Ham.
Aston Villa,
yeah. Like, even his Villa days, he wasn't doing numbers like this. I mean, he's, like, dribbling through two guys. He's always trying to score. He had two shots on target before he scored that goal. And lovely,
He's a beast again. This guy was an absolute animal when he was at Villa, and then he went to City and couldn't get a goal contribution to save his life. Although he wasn't bad, he had one season where he led the Champions League in assists. I mean, he had a couple of decent years at City, but he did not live up to the price tag. This right now, how he's playing years later, is living up to the price tag. 100%. He's balling, and it just goes to show, man. Sometimes a change of environment. And going down and being the big fish in the small pond can do wonders for somebody mentally and career-wise. I mean, Jack Grealish will be at the World Cup now. And if he didn't leave City, there's not a chance that he's making the World Cup roster.
I'm hearing that, like, he might be even be called up for the England squad again, which is kind of crazy because, like, nobody remembered about him.
I know. Also, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be called. I think he's on the World Cup roster next summer. Like, I think England would call him up and put him on the roster.
How if he plays like look this, absolutely.
If he continues and doesn't get hurt, there's no way they could ignore that. There's no way. Because when he is confident, he's nasty, bro. He's very, very good.
Should we do honorable mentions for Mateta being called up at nearly 30 years old at the France squad for the first
time?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's very cool. He has a phenomenal story. He's incredibly loyal to Crystal Palace. I think that he is incredibly underrated and just a class individual. He is a true professional, and I'm very happy for Mateta. It couldn't happen it's things like that are why you love sports, straight up. 28 years old, grinding, like, it's just amazing. Nonetheless, Newcastle 2, Nottingham Forest 0, Newcastle minus 190, under 2.5, plus 120, both cash. My only notes here were Forest suck. Newcastle 11th and Forest 17th. Ange Postecoglou is not even going to make it to December.
I think it's so wild. I think that, like, the fact that the president, Marinakis, decided to sack Nuno, bring in Postecoglou, which at the moment felt like nothing has changed. You know what I mean? Because, like, Forest has started the season with one win, one draw, and one loss. I mean, that's not terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
What continued after that has been an absolute mauling. I mean, them losing to Sunderland at home, them going up 2-0 in the FA Cup against Swansea and end up losing that game 3-2. I mean, this game that's coming up against Chelsea has got to be a win. If they don't win this game, how does Postecoglou still stay there? To do what?
No. He has to go. And this, for me, is I feel like this owner is an idiot. And, like, he's playing career mode. You know what I mean? Like, there's real implications. Nuno got them European football last season. And I know that there were some mistakes that were made. But if you're going to let him go, why hold that over his head? Fire him at the end of the season.
Can I ask you a question though? Who would you rate better? Would you rate better Nuno Espirito Santos, that really made a name at Tottenham, and after that he has done nothing in his career? That was like his biggest move, and he failed miserably at it. Or would you rate higher Ange Postecoglou, that did miracles with Celtic in Scotland and won the Europa League last season? I mean, if you put it on paper, Ange Postecoglou should be an upgrade. I think that there's a deeper reason why Forest is failing miserably this season. And Elanga Elanga leaving cannot be the reason why.
No.
Like, they sold him for 70 mil. How do you say no to 70 mil? Like, for a winger that you have.
For Anthony Elanga. So,
exactly, for Anthony Elanga that United got rid of as quick as
I don't know what's happening. I mean, like, I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Deeper reasons.
I'm officially off the Forest screen, though. I'll never I'll never bet them again.
me neither.
I loved them all at the beginning of all of the season. They ruined a lot of parlays for me. And it's just, I don't know. I don't think Ange can stay though. It's dead.
Yeah, but
there.
Who do you bring now? Like who's your guy?
Anybody
now?
Dude. I don't know. Anybody.
Oli.
There's you can't. This guy's got big pockets. Go lure somebody in. Go throw a bag at somebody. Mourinho just signed somewhere. They could have maybe brought him in. He was a name that was, he still wasn't decided prior to this appointment being made.
I told you that was the rumor.
Yeah, that was the rumor. Why not get him? He's more legendary than half the coaches in the Prem right now.
I feel like the Benfica, the bag that they gave him to go back and live in Portugal was
in his home country.
And winning the league there is gonna be crazy for him if he does.
Yeah, guys living the life. I love Mourinho. I'm sad that things never really worked out. That's how much he got paid.
No, I'm saying 100 mil because, like, collectively of all the jobs that he's gone through, plus, like, whatever money he's gone to stop his contracts, they're saying he's over 100 million for Mourinho in his career.
That's so impressive for a manager.
To coach soccer? I mean, come on.
That's
now.
Nutty. Absolutely insane. Wolves 1, Brighton 1 draw, plus 250, under 2.5, plus 103. Own goal in the 21st, but Wolves up 1-0. Van Hecke scored in the 86th to get a point for Brighton. I mean, not much here. Brighton, you got to think, might be a little disappointed with the start of their season. They're 12th. Wolves are still 20th. They have gotten their second point, so props to them for that. They actually don't have the worst goal differential in the league. West Ham has them beat by 1 at minus 10, Wolves being minus 9. But, I mean, there's nothing out of this one for you, huh?
Yeah, like, no, the thing I'm going to say is that this is a disappointing start to the season for Brighton, mainly because they don't have European football. I mean, yeah. What else are you focusing on? You're playing one game a week, and you go at Wolves, and you go down 1-0, and you can barely come back at the end and make it 1-1 and not even win the game. Because after that goal that they scored, the 1-1, Wolves was done. Like, their confidence was shot. They were basically just defending and trying to finish the game. If Brighton wants to shoot for the stars this season and make something happen for themselves, they have to win these games 100%.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Brentford 0, Manchester City 1. City minus 160 cashes. It goes under 2.5 at plus 130. Haaland scores in the 9th minute, and that is it. I mean, City needed this. It's kind of a weird one because you thought that. I mean, they're fifth right now on 13 points. They're, you know, three off first, so their season is very much still alive in play. They can go on one of those runs, but we don't know if this is ever, you know, if that is this, if the old Manchester City still lives within this team. Brentford 16th. They're a couple points out of the relegation zone, but this is big for City. No,
yeah, this is a huge win for City against a team that they came into this game with so much confidence because that win that they had last weekend against United had the crowd riled up. So to go there and win and also keep a clean sheet, I feel like it's a step towards the right direction for them.
Yeah, sure. Especially after, you know, a couple days earlier tying Monaco in the Champions League after giving up a 90th minute penalty. Mm-hmm. I mean, they went up in that game through Haaland in the 15th. Gave up a goal 3 minutes later, which you just absolutely hate to see. Yep. And then Haaland made it 2-1 before half in the 90th minute. Eric Dier scoring the penalty. But
I didn't even know he played there.
I know, me too. It was so funny. I got the notification and that there was a goal, and then, like, you know, the second one came through with the name, and I was like, Eric Dier? And then the other thing I thought was, why is he taking the penalty? Like, everyone on Monaco, Eric Dier is the guy that's going to take it.
He probably put in his contract that you guys want me to come to Monaco and play after I played Premier League and Bayern Munich and all those teams. You got to let me shoot the PKs or I don't sign.
Yeah, I could see it. So that's it for week 7. I mean, a lot happened. We don't have games. The next fixture is, I'm going to tell you right now, 7:30 in the morning, Saturday, October 18th. So next Saturday, we have more games. We have a huge slate of games that Saturday.
Tyler, you know, what I was going to say is, let's mention, if we have time, let's mention Bournemouth's start to the season as well, that they played 3-1 against Fulham. Semenyo absolutely on fire at the beginning of the season, and Bournemouth seems like they're going to be a top six for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely good. That's a good look. Semenyo is an absolute dog, and I think that he's going to get a big transfer this summer. Them getting Kluivert back as well. He's been out for the start of the season. Uh-huh. Is huge for them. I think this team is going to battle for your people. This is Bournemouth is what is to the league this year what Forest was last year, in my opinion.
1,000,000%.
So it's exciting stuff. Nonetheless, 2-minute drill coming up here on First Touch. So do not move. We're coming right back right after this. We'll be right back.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, I want to hear from you. Who have you been most impressed with to start the Premier League campaign?
1,000,000% Bournemouth, because I think they finished 10th last season and they did not make much noise. They did lose their best two defenders, Huijsen and Kerkez, one to Liverpool, one to Real Madrid. But the beginning of the season that they've had has been consistent. They're great defensively. They are scoring goals. And their overall performance reminds me of a successful club and how they operate and play. How about you?
For me, it's Palace, man. I mean, you can look back even a couple years ago and look at them losing Olise, and then they lost Eze. And, you know, they haven't blinked. I mean, losing Eze, they beat West Ham, they beat Liverpool, they went and got a Conference League win in Russia, Dynamo Kyiv, which, call it what it is, it's for Crystal Palace, like, that's a big game and a big win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, obviously, I mean, they just lost, like we just said, their first game. I'm going to go scroll and find it.
For what? What are you looking for?
I mean, since February 15th, they haven't lost a game? No, that's
yeah.
Fine. No, April 15th. Yeah, since tax day, outside of a club friendly in August, since tax day, they haven't lost a game. I mean, that's absolutely unbelievable. And they continued it on this season. They sit sixth in the Premier League. So, I mean,
the asterisk here is, are they going to keep up? Because those absences, Olise, Eze, you know, are they going to be able to keep producing results? Because the team is short talent, for sure.
Yes.
For what they're producing.
That I can definitely co-sign. They need to replace those guys. And that's usually the tough part, you know. But nonetheless, I'm excited to talk all the games next weekend, next Friday here on First Touch. We'll be back previewing Week 8 in the English Premier League and all that looks ahead the following week in the world of soccer. So do not move. We will see you guys next week here on First Touch. I'm your host, Talavine, along with Nico Bisos, signing off.
See ya.